A Canal Fulton man has been sentenced to 17 years to life in prison for sex crimes involving a 12-year-old girl. 19-year-old Tyler Kuhn was found guilty Thursday of rape, gross sexual imposition, and illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. Prosecutors say Kuhn engaged in sexual contact with the victim and took nude photos of them between January and October 2025. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni sentenced Kuhn Monday. He must register as a Tier 3 sex offender. A motorcyclist is seriously injured after crashing into the back of a semi on I-77 in Plain Township. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says the wreck happened just before 6 this morning in the northbound lanes near the Belden Village exit. The rider was taken to Mercy Hospital for treatment. Northbound traffic backed up toward Route 62 before the roadway was reopened. A Canton man accused of shooting a woman as she slept has pleaded not guilty to felony charges. 24-year-old Darius Leishman was arraigned August 7th in Stark County Common Pleas Court after being indicted by a grand jury. Canton police allege he fired an AK-style pistol multiple times July 3rd, striking Summer Christian in the neck during celebratory gunfire in the 800 block of 20th Street Northeast. Court records say Christian was paralyzed. Leishman's pretrial hearing is set for August 20th. A man is facing a felony charge after Alliance police say he seriously injured another man during a fight. Officers responded Sunday afternoon to the 500 block of West Main Street. 60-year-old Michael Sachka of Alliance allegedly slammed the victim to the ground and wrestled with him, causing major lacerations and swelling to his face. Sachka is charged with felonious assault. He was released on an unsecured bond with supervision. A preliminary hearing is set for August 21st. Massillon Councilwoman Sarita Cunningham will move from her at-large seat to represent Ward 1. Stark County Republican Precinct Committee members voted 4-1 to appoint her to the seat, left vacant by Seth Markham's resignation. She must resign her current seat before taking the new position. Cunningham previously represented Ward 1 for 4 terms. A man is dead after his car left I-77 and hit an embankment in Tuscarawas County. The Highway Patrol says 60-year-old Michael Carr of Newcomerstown was driving southbound in Jefferson Township Tuesday afternoon when the crash happened near milepost 74. Carr was pronounced dead at the scene. Troopers say he was not wearing a seatbelt. Drugs and alcohol are not considered factors. The Portage County Mental Health and Recovery Board's executive director is retiring after 8 years of leadership. Dr. John Garrity will retire in September. He helped expand mental health and addiction services and led development of the Portage Crisis Center in Ravenna. The center will provide 24-hour crisis stabilization and behavioral health services. The Columbiana County Humane Society is asking for help after rescuing 195 animals in less than 2 weeks. The shelter says 113 animals were seized Monday afternoon from an undisclosed location in the county. Details are being withheld because of an ongoing investigation. The Humane Society has temporarily closed intake because it's at capacity and is urging people to adopt or donate. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office has identified a man whose body was found in a Youngstown backyard last week. 39-year-old Bradley Gordon was identified through fingerprints. His body was found Thursday near West Ravenwood Avenue and Hillman Street by a person gathering wood. Police have not said if foul play is suspected. 7 people are in the hospital after a bus and SUV collided on Youngstown's south side. The crash happened around 12:20 Tuesday afternoon at Cameron Avenue and Gibson Street. 2 people in the SUV and 5 people on the bus, including the driver, were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The bus went onto the sidewalk and came to rest on a small hill. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A Youngstown man is facing felonious assault charges after police say he forcefully shook a newborn who was left in his care. Court documents say 29-year-old Christian Jones later admitted shaking the baby at the family's Struthers home because he wouldn't stop crying. The baby, Elijah, was found unconscious and turning blue when his parents returned home August 5th. Elijah remains on life support. Jones is being held on a $50,000 bond. The Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash involving an e-bike in Warren Township. 49-year-old William Blair of Levittsburg lost control of his e-bike on Todd Avenue around 9 Tuesday night and fell into the roadway. He was hit by a truck, then a second vehicle. Blair died at the scene. Alcohol is suspected as a factor. An endangered child alert has been issued for a missing teenager in Trumbull County. Vienna Township Police are looking for 17-year-old Landon Zagorski, who was last seen walking west from his home on Ridge Road Sunday. Police say Landon is autistic and takes medication. He's described as a white male with brown hair and brown eyes, about 5'3 and 130 pounds. He was last seen wearing a white hoodie with a red, white, and blue design and gray shorts. Call 911 if you see him. A former Liberty Schools Booster Club president was arraigned Tuesday on criminal charges. 48-year-old Christina Merrick is charged with felony theft and misdemeanor credit card misuse following a police investigation that began after booster board members reported financial irregularities. Bond was set at $10,000. Police allege Merrick, who led the Liberty Wrestling and Soccer Booster program, misused funds raised for student athletes between September 2025 and this June. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.